We are back with a brand new edition of The Global Beat. Mexico, Raul Campos here, as always excited to share the music from our neighbors to the south. And this week joining us is our querida Moni Saldaña. How are you?
Excellent, Raul. Very excited, as always, to share amazing music coming out of Mexico with all of you.
Well, amazing it is going to be, and fresh and new, because as we get into March now for this new year of 2023, so much great music is coming out, and all these songs that we're going to feature in this episode have been released like within the last couple weeks, all of them in February. That is fantastic.
Yeah, I love that. And it's very exciting because, you know, always the year starts slowly. January is always a slow start for releases because everyone's just like busy getting back on track. But now it's just the amount of releases every single week is amazing. So I'm very excited that all of the three tracks that are going to be featured today are very fresh and amazing, to be honest. I think everyone's going to enjoy them a lot.
Well, it is a good problem to have with this influx of music, as we love it when we start getting so much of it. And we're going to get into this artist, Alex Ferreira. Now, he's been around for some time. I've actually interviewed him in the past. He's Dominicano. He's lived in Spain, but he's been in Mexico for a good amount of time now. And talk to us about Alex and this new project that he's got coming.
Yeah, totally. Alex, and that's what I love as well from the Global Beat Mexico series, is that it's not only music made by Mexican musicians, it's music that's coming out of Mexico. I think that's really important to note as well. And Alex is one of those artists that we have welcomed here in Mexico. He's lived here for a while. He's a recent parent. He just had a baby. So I think there are really exciting things happening in his personal life. And now he's back with new music. The track that we're going to listen to today, it's called De Verdad. And it's the first single that we're listening from his upcoming album. I know for a fact that he's going to be releasing a lot of music this year. And as always, it's great quality. You know, the sounds that Alex mixes, these like rhythms from the Caribbean, you know, like It has a really good flavor, but I think it always adds up because he has a very beautiful voice, and that sound, it's like a very easy voice to listen to and enjoy. And I'm very excited for what Alex is bringing. He's going to be performing at Vive Latino. He's just announced a tour in a lot of cities in Mexico. So he's going to be very active this year. And yeah, very excited to listen to the whole thing.
Well, hopefully he comes to LA and performs here. You mentioned Vive Latino. That's like Mexico's version of Coachella, if you want to even call it that. Massive, massive festival. And looking at the lineup, we'll put a link on the website at kcrw.com/globalbeat. But let's get into this one from the proud papa. Congratulations on his baby, Alex Ferreira, as we kick off this edition of the Global Beat Mexico and his brand new song. This one's called De Verdad.
Ya no quiero perder más tiempo en estupideces, ya no hago guerras por la paz. Al menos tengo una cosa clara en este juego tan absurdo, tan raro y tan fugaz. Dame lo bueno y lo malo, dame el sol, dame la tempestad. Quiero todo contigo, no me dejes a la mitad, no me dejes. Aviones que están hechos con alas de papel. Ya aprendí bien mis lecciones en el jardín de las delicias. Probé el vinagre y probé la miel. Dame lo dulce y lo amargo, sol, dame la tempestad. Quiero todo contigo, no me dejes a la mitad. Siento una luz que me empuja como un rayo en la oscuridad. Esto no es amor cualquiera, esto es de verdad. Que la velocidad. Yo sé que todo no nos sale siempre bien. A veces vamos lento, a veces como un tren. No importa mucho más la dirección que la velocidad. Dame lo bueno y lo malo. Dame el sol.
Such a beautiful voice, and like you mentioned, Moni, he mixes up those beautiful Caribbean vibes with his world travels, living in Spain, now living in Mexico, and I'm sure, as you mentioned, being a brand new dad is also coming to effect on that brand new song called De Verdad. So beautiful, Moni.
Yeah, I love it. I'm very, very excited about everything that Alex is going to be releasing, and yeah, just one of those artists that is very constant. And as you said, he's been around, he's collaborated with a lot of amazing musicians that we love here. This is just another great track from him.
Okay. And going from one beautiful voice to another, and this is really what excites me about the Global Beat Mexico, the up and coming artist, very young, only 23 years of age. Talk to us about Ivana.
Yes, Ivana from my hometown, Monterrey. So,
all right, paisa.
Yeah, my paisa. So people may think that I'm just preaching about Monterrey, but no, it's just because there are amazing things happening coming out of Monterrey. I mean, historically, it's a city that has given us a lot of amazing music from Mexico. But I think right now there's just a fresh wave of artists. We heard Nesquik on our last episode, and now Ivana is part of that wave. And this is a project that is very, very new. As you said, she's 23. It's actually the name of the track that we're going to listen to, 23 in Spanish. And it's a project that started in 2021. So it's just very, very fresh. And as you were saying, her voice, she has an amazing and beautiful voice that connects. It's just like very raw, very honest. And I think that's why she connected with her fans. She released this track called Si Nos Volvemos a Encontrar, and it became an instant hit because it,
wow,
it, you know, like it connected with a really big audience here. And this song is called 23 because she just turned 23. So it is a very personal song for her. She's been, you know, like growing under the radar, you know, growing as a person, you know, with all of our struggles, but as well growing as a professional, as a musician, as an artist. And I think it's very interesting because she released music during the pandemic, and that's, you know, like that was really hard. I really love that about the pandemic. It gave us a lot of amazing projects. I think a lot of people were just like eager to just put out music, you know, because we didn't know what was going to happen
right
in the world. But it's really nice to see how she has been evolving and growing as an artist. And this is a really cool track about that. And I think that's the key about projects like this. It's very honest lyrics, very like they're not pretending to be someone else. It's just what they go through. And that's why it connects with their audiences.
Right. Well, let's check it out because she's 23. The song is called 23, and it was released on the 23rd of February. Ivana, as we do continue right now on the Global Beat Mexico.
Todo tiene sentido a los 17. Mejores amigos, fácil decir que por siempre. Tienes todo el talento, eres especial. Nadie piensa como tú y crees que va a durar. Tal vez suena amargada, pero qué bueno era. Tener con quien hablar que siempre me entendiera. Ahora tengo lo que quiero, pero odio lo que escribo. Demasiado joven para haber perdido mi camino.
las metas que voy cumpliendo se ven chicas desde aquí. Estoy sola a las 12, no sé cómo llegué a 23. Feliz cumpleaños, soy todo un cliché. Seco las lágrimas, parto el pastel, un cliché. No sé cómo llegué a 23. No soy divertida y si te soy honesta, regreso deprimida de todas las fiestas. Siento que voy detrás de algo y cada que estoy cerca se me escapa. Otra noche voy a estar bien, es una etapa, pero claramente mi neurosis fue creciendo con el tiempo. No sé qué es lo que sé y de que solo me convenzo. Feliz, libre, confundida y solitaria era mentira. Sentí los 22 como me alejé de mis amigas, porque tengo la sospecha de que ellas me odian a mí y ahora parecen hormigas. Las metas que voy cumpliendo se ven chicas desde aquí. Estoy sola a las 12, no sé cómo llegué a 23. Feliz cumpleaños, soy todo un cliché. Seco las lágrimas, parto el pastel, un cliché. No sé cómo llegué a 23. ¿Cómo llegué a 23?
So beautiful, definite big future for Ivana. 2323 is the name of the song, coming out of Monterrey. And you mentioned so much music coming from your hometown of Monterrey. It is a hotspot. Even on the last episode where we had Junf, he was talking about an artist coming from Monterrey, talked about Celso Piña, El Gran Silencio, who were guests on Morning Becomes Eclectic back in the day. Monterrey has always been a hotspot for great new music, emerging artists, and it's great to see that that tradition is continuing. So awesome, Ivana, 23, 23. Really cool. And also the video is fun. Video celebrates her birthday.
Yeah, totally. She mentions that in the lyrics, and it's really cool visuals that go with this single. And again, as Alex, this is the first single that we're listening from her upcoming album. She's preparing an album for this year. So we're going to be listening to a lot of new music from Ivana this year.
Okay. All right. Excited for that. And excited for this next artist, La Tejana, spelled with an X, T-E-X-A-N-A. And now we're going to bring up the tempo a little bit, and we're going to fuse a little banda, a little bit of indie, a little bit of shoegaze. This is going to bring it all together. And talk to us about this artist, La Tejana.
Yeah, another artist that the pandemic gave us. So this project, La Tejana, also started in 2021. It's like a bedroom project from Josue. He's from Tijuana. And it is just, I really love, because I think these artists are mixing lots of genres. I mean, it's nothing new, you know, like there have been artists throughout the years that have done this. But I think this is something that reflects a lot how younger audiences or younger kids are consuming music nowadays. They listen to all sorts of genres. They grew up liking certain things, but also their parents listening at home to like older stuff. And I think that's why we hear a lot of these mixtures that are very, very interesting. And La Tejana is one of them. We're going to listen to a track that's called Un Día Como Hoy. And this track is part of an EP that's going to be released on March 10th. The EP is called Morro. And I know you know what morro is, Raúl.
It's not a bad word. It's like an affectionate way of calling a youngster, a young person, Un morrito.
Totally. Especially in the northern part of Mexico. We use that a lot. And yeah, this EP is called Morro. It has 5 songs in it. And Un Día Como Hoy is one of those songs. This track is about, you know, like treasuring those special moments. You know, like when you hang into those like moments of a memory of a special moment that you want to treasure that and like just hold on to that. And yeah, I really love what La Tejana is doing. And he's already shared stages with people like Little Jesus, Depresión Sonora, Omar Apollo,
wow,
to name a few. So I think we have a very, very bright future for La Tejana. He's 19, by the way. So
wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. A big future, hopefully, for La Tejana. And let's give it a listen to close out this edition of the Global Beat Mexico. Un Día Como Hoy, A Day Like Today by La Tejana. Selecting the music, her name is Moni Saldaña, and this is KCRW.
Si no las puedo contar hoy, mis olas me levantan. Y la tierra no me gusta, aterrizo en la sombra de esa cama donde me viste llorar. Hoy te vi cansada y aún así no quise preguntar. Hoy mis cartitas rayadas me dicen que te tengo, que soy las madrugadas de suspirar. Hoy, un día como hoy, no pude darte más. Hoy, un día como hoy, no pude darte más.
Como hoy, a beautiful day like today. La Tejana, I threw in that beautiful because it's always beautiful celebrating the music, right, Moni?
Totally, totally. I love it. And it's amazing. Yeah, just very young people. I mean, Alex Ferreira, he's been there for a while. He's an established artist, but he still feels very fresh. You know, it's a project with this, like an indie project, you know, of sorts. And just having Ivana and La Tejana representing these new audiences, new generations in the north of Mexico doing great things. I'm just excited about their future.
A little hipster right there in the way he spells the name La Tejana, T-E-X-A-N-A, Un Día Como Hoy, wrapped up the Global Beat Mexico and all this music released so recently, and excited to hear much, much more. As always, Moni, we thank you so much for bringing in all these great songs.
No, thank you. It's always my pleasure to share this amazing music with all of you.
And you can see the full Spotify list at kcrw.com/globalbeat. All the links to festivals like Vive Latino, past articles, past episodes. Do a deep dive on the Global Beat. And as always, thank you to everybody at KCRW, the entire crew for Morning Becomes Eclectic. Our producer, his name is Adam Burke. I'm Raul Campos. And as always, we will catch you on an upcoming edition of the Global Beat Mexico. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.